Those scenes have become very familiar over the years, but CDOT says it's hoping work like the Floyd Hill project that's just getting underway may alleviate some of that jamming in the future. But that's the problem for drivers now. It's in the future. The $700 million project, expected to widen the lanes of I-70 and relieve some bottlenecks, but it's not going to be ready until 2028. One anonymous official noted when the project was first announced, there's just not any more space to create new roads in that area. CDOT's broken the project into three parts and has begun initial blasting along a 7-mile stretch of eastbound I-70. This fall, some work on the westbound side is expected to begin, and work on its middle section, where some say the most work needs to be done, is set to start next spring. I'm Jim Williams.